Controller Tom DiNapoli says the financial industry slump is largely due to uncertainty over Europe's debt crisis and a sluggish U.S. economy, as well as a volatile stock market.
What we're projecting and forecasting for the balance of this year is a weaker outlook than had been expected at the start of the year. It's a result of a combination of factors, but it's going to result in reduced profits, a smaller bonus pool, and job loss in the sector of the economy.
The controller, in his annual report on the securities industry, predicts that Wall Street profits will be one-third lower than last year. He says major investment houses are once again cutting jobs, eliminating over 4,000 positions just since April of this year. The controller also believes that the lucrative Wall Street bonuses will be down significantly as well. All of that translates into troubles for the New York City and New York State budgets, which are heavily dependent on revenues from Wall Street, including income taxes and fees on financial transactions. DiNapoli says it's likely that the state's projected budget deficit will rise.
It does look like it's going to come in even below what had been projected and what the targets were.
Governor Cuomo said recently that he also thinks the budget deficit for the new fiscal year could be higher than the $2 billion originally projected.
We already see the collections slowing. So yes, we are worried that the state deficit, which was projected to be $2 billion, is at this rate going to be $2 billion. If anything, could be more.
Controller DiNapoli says it's too soon to tell whether the financial industry slide will trigger another state budget crisis. Cuomo says compared to the $10 billion deficit in the current fiscal year, which was closed in the spring, the new gap will be somewhat easier to manage.
Worry is a relative term. Doesn't make me happy.
The controller's report comes as youthful protesters continue their Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. DiNapoli says even with the downturn, the financial services industry is still on track to make nearly $18 billion in profits in 2011, and he says the average salary has grown to over $350,000, 5.5 times higher than the average private sector pay of $66,000 a year. The controller describes Wall Street as a double-edged sword for New York.
The bottom line is these are still well-compensated jobs. That's why we'd like them to be a part of our economy. These are folks that spend money, pay taxes, and you know that helps in the long run everyone.
But DiNapoli says there's plenty to be angry about over past behaviors on Wall Street, and the controller says the higher average salaries may actually be a good thing because it shows that investment firms are replacing the high-risk, high-reward culture that led to former record end-of-year bonus payments with more steadier, longer-term productivity. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.